So by the time of the Roman conquest of Asia Minor, many of these Jewish communities were already evolving into those types of commercial settlements. Furthermore, the Jews that settled in Asia Minor, and they were really concentrated very heavily in the old Lydian and Phrygian kingdoms, which were the bastions of Seleucid power, and then from there sent out communities across the peninsula. The Jews in those communities were not as strict in maintaining the rules of Torah, the law. Many of them spoke Greek as their first language. Some spoke Aramaic. A few of them could really read Hebrew. And it was the Jews of Asia Minor and Greece who gave the impetus to the translation of Jewish scripture, what the Christians called the Old Testament, into Greek, the so-called Septuagint, and then later versions of the Old Testament, which Christians came to use as their own scripture in the Greek form. There was a great deal of intermarriage that went on in Asia Minor, and there are some notable exchanges which can be documented from the Hellenistic and Roman periods. One town in Asia Minor, a city called Apamea, a Seleucid colony, modern city of Denair today in Turkey, located in the Pisidian Highlands, had a substantial Jewish community. And the community was so well integrated with the pagan community there that the story of Noah was taken as a legend by the pagans, and Noah was made one of the heroes of the city and is actually depicted on coins of the city from the 3rd century, standing labeled Noah. He's with his wife in the ark and also walking out on the dry land. And that is an indication of how close ties were. We have a number of Jews who later on served as members of the imperial cult. We know that from their names. And in turn, many pagans found their Jewish neighbors perfectly acceptable citizens, and in some cases kinsmen. We have examples of pagans who converted to Judaism or were known as sympathizers. They're sometimes called God-fearers. They accepted the notion of Jewish monotheism without going the full route and joining the synagogue. And they eventually provided many of the early converts for Christianity. There is also an example from Asia Minor of a woman by the name of Julia Severa, who had Roman citizenship, and she sponsored the rebuilding of the synagogue in her town, a town called Acmenea, which has an early Christian community. But she's a pagan. Nonetheless, the community was regarded as an important component of the city and certainly worthy of patronage. The most spectacular example is, of course, from Sardis, which has been excavated and reconstructed by the American team, and that is the famous synagogue at Sardis, which is, in a sense, a prototype for a later Christian basilica. Its orientation is very similar to a basilica, a Christian basilica. It was originally a public building that was taken over, given to the Jewish community, perhaps about 300 AD, and it's in many ways modeled. It has an iconic decoration, that is, it doesn't have figures, but in many ways modeled on the future Christian church. What is remarkable about it is it's right next to a complex of baths and gymnasium given by the Emperor Septimius Severus. And if one read the rabbis of the 2nd and 3rd century, the great interpreters of Torah, they would inform most of their fellow Jews not to get involved with Hellenic activities, particularly the gymnasium, which was regarded as the quintessential institution of Hellenic life. It was associated with Greek literature, the pagan gods. And yet here we have an example of the synagogue right next to the gymnasium. And we also have examples from cities in Asia Minor of men of Jewish faith who participated in athletic competitions and did quite successfully. So the picture in Asia Minor is quite different from what you would get if you were reading just the religious traditions that have come out of the Near East by the rabbis. And in the great rebellions against Rome, the two revolts in the homeland and a rebellion in North Africa in Cyrenaica, the Jews of Asia Minor did not participate. They made no effort to join their co-religionists, especially in the great Bar Kokhba War of 132-135, which saw the final destruction of the temple. In that war, the Jews in Asia Minor abstained from getting involved, and the Roman government had no problems with this. The Romans treated all rebels brutally, but if you didn't revolt, the Romans didn't care. Those Jewish communities continued and prospered under Roman rule.